Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Filer Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then
only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Good stuff. More cranberries. More of cranberries, less of me, makes for a better show. More of trail in your life makes for a better build for you. So I'm watching a building on campus right now that has a three-year project that has been an absolute disaster. And everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And I know it wasn't with trail. And I talk about it all the time. A friend of mine that's a developer who's built many, 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 many projects with trail had to do one because of a investor had him go another direction. And then at the end of it, he goes, I'll never build with anybody other than trail ever again. Love Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Ask about the better building experience and why it works time and time and time again. Before I get to Dane, I want to mention this. In case you missed her, 7 o'clock kickoff on that first segment last hour. I told the story of my son, that my six-year-old that came home and he wanted to go. He saw a man on the side of the road with a sign asking for help, and how my six-year-old said, Dad, we're going to go help him. And my six-year-old put this bag together of drinks and snacks and took money out of his wallet. And we went and met the man. And one thing I learned from Red was humanize the homeless. And I said, and the only thing I asked of him was that ask his name and tell him your name. And that was awesome. Then I get this from 0805. And by the way, we're going to help Red a week from Sunday, taking Drake out for the first time with Sunday dinner with a twist. And then I get this text from 0805 that says, you want to know what your story of your son helping someone in need really hit me this morning. I don't have the opportunity much to help someone. And when I have had the chance, I don't know if I've ever taken it. This morning, the Lord put Gary in my path. I pulled up to work, and there was a man laying in the grass, an old bag covering up with a towel. I go inside. I put together some snacks and some drinks and brought it to him. When I got close, he's barely got clothes on, and apologized for me what he's done before this. He's shivering laying in the grass. It broke my heart. So went inside, found an old hoodie I had hanging in my office, one of my work shirts and a work jacket. He was so appreciative. And if it wasn't for your son this morning and the conversations that Red had, I would have never asked this man's name. I would pray for Gary as well. And thank you for not only being a sports personality, but great people of the show. And there's more showing people there's more to life than football. And we'll pray for Gary this morning as well. But that is one of the most important lessons I've learned from Red is we're humanizing. This is not a man that is in the lawn there. That's Gary. And it's not a man by the road. That's Chris. And that's really one of the most powerful lessons I learned from Red. With that said, hopefully, it's hard to say Bama and Georgia on a lighter note. But on a lighter note, good morning, Dane Young, UGASports.com. How you doing?
You want a lighter note? You came to the right person.
Good, man, good.
I have an important question for you, Mickey.
All right.
What is Brittany doing with her life?
I remember it well. Like, where I do kind of think, I kind of get where he was going in theory, but it just didn't play. And he should have mentioned to the color guy at the time, because the color guy was like, what are you doing?
All right, let me set this up for what this is, because a lot of your Clemson audiences, this may not be, heck, maybe for Georgia audiences, it's not as memorable, but I adore this clip of college football history. So this is 2007, Georgia versus Alabama. It's in Tuscaloosa. This game's in overtime, Mickey. Yeah. Like, they are doing the shuffle. Georgia's about to get the ball. And I guess they have it second in this case. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback. They're having shots of Brandon Coutu, the kicker, in case they need him to come tie the game. Mike Patrick, the play-by-play announcer, just drops, I have an important question. Todd Blackledge was the analyst for that game. Yeah. And he goes, okay. He says, what is Brittany doing with her life? Blackledge, aghast, says, Brittany who? And he goes, Spears! What is she doing with her career? And Blackledge essentially does what I think any of us would do. And is she here? Why do we care, especially right now? And then Mike Patrick just was that sit on, like, essentially dead air as, like, camera operators and producers pop up different visuals. And Blackledge goes, is she a football fan? And Patrick goes, oh, I'm sure she is. Within 30 seconds, Matthew Stafford throws a game-winning touchdown pass in Tuscaloosa.
Man, I love it. I love it. What we didn't know is, two things we didn't know about that, is, number one, we still be asking to this day, what's Brittany doing? Because we don't know what she's doing with her life and that wild ride that she's had. And number two is, we didn't know that since that time, Georgia would only beat Alabama one time. It was for the national championship. But Georgia would have one win since 2007 in this series.
Well, a couple of things about – Mike Patrick passed away last year, unfortunately. Yeah. But he was a legendary broadcaster for many, many years and across a lot of sports. He was really good. Jim Donnan has told me, just nice man, fundamentally nice man. The other piece of this is – and this tells you where I'm at in my media career. Because if you remember a couple of years ago, Stetson Bennett revealed that he listened to Colby Kelly's Bubbly to get hyped up for games. Yes. And I thought that was so absurdly weird. And so I chased that and ended up interviewing Colby Kelly. In years past, I have submitted interview requests for Britney Spears for when Georgia plays Alabama. I have not done it this year. Maybe if they played it later in the year, I'll go down that train again. But I make the request and I say, I want to ask Britney one question. And it's, what is she doing with her life? I need the answer.
Hey, so does everybody else on that one that has any kind of contact with her. Let me know if you get that one done and see how that works out for you. She's not crinkling her nose like Colby Calais, though, through that.
Fair.
So.
Fair.
All right, let me get a couple things here. The word that I don't know if you described, so many of my Georgia fans have talked about it, is that the kryptonite is coming to town this weekend.
Yeah.
I have made the statement that, well, first of all, I was wrong about Ty Simpson. I sold Ty Simpson down the river so far that if he completed one four pass all year long, it's been better than what I gave him credit for. He's been phenomenal. But I don't believe in Alabama. I'm not buying the fool's gold of the 2 weeks since Florida State. the two games, the 3 weeks, but 2 weeks, two games since Florida State. I don't think they can run the football. And I made the statement that what happened Saturday night is not – oh, and let me apologize, because when we were talking last week on the air, you were talking about 2015, and I was talking about 2008. And the fact of the matter is that it's bad that we've got two blowouts in Sanford Stadium, by the way, that we can reference there. You know, not a lot of teams have done that in Sanford Stadium. But with that said
– well, okay, so that's why you call it the kryptonite, though, because you have – The blackout of 08,
yep,
where Georgia gets demolished. You have, yep, 15 that essentially started the process of Mark Richt being fired and Kirby Smart switching sidelines in the rivalry. And that's even before you get to Tua saving the day, before Jalen Hurts had to save the day, and then eventually Stetson Bennett got it done, and Georgia fans didn't believe in him until the fourth quarter of a national championship game against Alabama. So when you just begin to write the storybook of these two over the last 20 years, pretty insane football has happened between them.
Well, and the other thing is Bama has just rolled. They put up 41 on four different occasions. They, yeah, scored over 40 points, and the least amount they scored is 26. Well, they scored 18
even
in the national championship
last
game.
Year.
Yeah.
Like, think about what Alabama was last year. The first
garbage.
Half, what, yeah, hurts it, the first half against Georgia, virtually, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
And then Georgia came back, and they had a lead and took the Ryan Williams pirouette. Like, that game kind of encapsulated how crazy this has been.
Yeah, it's been wild. But with that said, what is going to happen Saturday night is that 18 years of frustration will be taken out, because this is a shell of the Alabama team that we've seen in the past. Georgia, and both had off weeks last week, but Georgia is going to be able to run the ball. Alabama will not, and I think that Georgia physically punishes, and Georgia fans have a fourth quarter that they can just revel in, kind of like the national championship game, where the last few minutes of this game is going to be so celebratory that we've got this, I'm not saying monkey off our back, but we take out 18 years of frustration Saturday night between the hedges.
And I think externally that's true, and I think for even some extent of Kirby Smart that's true. I think more so, Mickey, right now, Mark Schlabaugh did a feature on Kirby Smart that was published yesterday on ESPN. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it. But there's one particular quote in there that it's essentially, when you're dealing with players that are getting paid in the NIL era, it's hard to keep them focused because, this is a slightly, it's not the exact quote, it's paraphrased, but essentially it's like, if they can hop a flight to Miami and get expensive cars, then it's hard for us to always have the focus that we need of them. And you can't tell me that wasn't a direct shot at Carson Beck, or at least Carson Beck representing the things that make it more difficult to coach. I think this may be a bit of a referendum on Gunnar Stockton ain't that guy. I don't care how big or how big the moment is. I don't care how high or low the fan base is, the 18 years. Gunnar Stockton just goes out there and plays football, and if Georgia wins 50-0 after the game, he's going to be like, yeah, okay, that was fun. That's what he does. I mean, it's kind of ho-hum. And I think that version of Georgia is more consistent for Kirby Smart. And in the last 10 years, there's not been a program more consistent in college football than Georgia. And as you're seeing with Clemson, like, consistency is, it goes quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And you've told me this for multiple years. You're like, there are signs at Georgia it's not going to be like this. And it already isn't, like, 2022. Like, that's already changed.
But there's signs at Bama, because no one had what Bama had. I mean, as good as Clemson was, and as good as Georgia is right now, no one had what Bama had. And when you watch Bama the last 2 years, again, it's a nub, man. It is not even close to what they've had. They don't look anything close to what they've had. They can't run the ball. I don't think they can stop the run. And I think you'll see they're going to ask Ty Simpson to be Superman, and he's not Superman. And there's not until we're bailing anybody out with this one.
I mean, yeah, Alabama not being able to run the ball is jarring to watch. Like, you're used to seeing that helmet get 5 yards at will. And frankly, I don't know any teams in the country that are doing that.
Right.
Like, that's kind of the difference here. All to say, yes, I think all the build-up is appropriate, because, again, this is the one team that has caused Georgia more problems than any in a decade of Kirby Smart. But it feels like a lot of the reasons for why have changed over the course of that 10 years.
Yeah, Derrick Henry was a reason why. And all those defensive line monsters, and then Devonta Smiths of the world.
Oh, that group of receivers?
Oh.
Jeez.
You don't see anything. Ryan Williams is good, Ryan Williams would be about the fourth or fifth best receiver on that team. That's not even close. So, but it goes to show you how hard it is to maintain that, because there's every reason in the world to think that Bama is one of the, maybe the Bama, Ohio State, and Georgia, the three that could do it, and it's you can't do it forever. You can't do it year in, year out.
Probably the norm is more of LSU, where every two or three years, it's like, all right, they have a squad that can do it this year, but maybe it's five losses the next year.
Yep. I think that's going to be the norm in college football. No doubt about that. Is this going, here's a great question for you. I asked Sam this earlier. He says Bama and Georgia. NBC has Oregon and Penn State. You got the West Coast part of it. You got the Northeastern part of it on NBC. ABC has Georgia and Bama at the same time. Bama is always one of the two most highly rated teams in the television ratings. Georgia obviously is very high as well. What game rates higher this weekend?
Georgia, and it's not even close. Georgia-Bama will destroy
really?
That in ratings. Yeah.
Really?
It's going to kill them.
Not even close.
It's going to kill them.
This is number three and number five or whatever.
It just means
it's the Northeast. It's the West Coast.
Go look at the top markets where college football is viewed in the South. Still carries it hard. It's always Birmingham is number one. Doesn't matter really who's playing, as long as it's a Southern team. That Birmingham area is going to watch it. And then it spreads from there. I think Charlotte is probably in the same spot. You know, Greenville rates up high in those things.
Greenville, Spartanburg's like Atlanta. Always in the top five. Now, but Columbus, Ohio is as well. And, you know, they'll be watching Penn State and Oregon. So we'll see.
Maybe, but typically they're more interested in the NFL. And, you know, the Atlanta Falcons aren't doing anything to make anyone interested in that. So we don't have to worry about that here.
All right, one football question about Saturday night.
Yeah.
Why a football reason, not any other? If there is a common denominator between Bama's basically 41-24. They did two of those games in a row, 41-24. Georgia lost despite being number three, number three, number eight, number three, number four, number three, number one, and number two. What is the common denominator between Bama's dominance of Georgia? Run game, turnovers, defense, big play. What's the big thing?
Yeah, I would have told you that it was establishing the run game and line of scrimmage. That's what they did with Derrick Henry that day. Because that score actually is not as lopsided as that game was. But if you're talking a little bit more modern into Tua, Jalen, even what Georgia's done to them, it's been usually about turnovers. And then if there are turnovers, overcoming that with big explosive plays. Alabama typically has had the big explosive plays more often than Georgia has. But when Georgia wins that turnover battle, it's probably a little bit better on the line of scrimmage these days.
Can be a great one to watch. Tell me about what you guys are doing. Are you you and Coach John doing a watch along this week?
We are. We're going to get Coach to stay up late. I was telling Sam, I was like, man, these late kicks, because you know this is the ESPN prime time now that it's on. Like this they're going to milk this one out. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't start till 8:10 or something. And I'm a dad of three. I have to start banking up some sleep to be able to do these well.
Well. You know, for us, late night is a lot different than that. But at least it's Georgia-Bama. Like, if this was Georgia and Kentucky, then you might need to get Coach Don and not to nod off over there. But well, hey, look, he'll be able to nod off over there because, again, this game's going to be over in the fourth quarter. This game will not be a game in the fourth quarter.
So. Yeah, I agree. Like, I one of these teams will be able to do death march at the end. I like Georgia's chances in this game just because I don't believe – again, like you, I don't believe the last 2 weeks of races what we saw from Alabama against Florida State. And I don't think a Kirby Smart prepared team will do anything other than look at what Gus Malzahn and Florida State did and figure out what version Georgia can do of that.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, UJSports.com. Watch along. Do that with Dane and get all the previews, get all the reviews. Do it at UJSports.com. If you do get Brittany, let me know.
I'm working on it. Working on it, buddy. That's my mission.
If you do get her once – you got to do it twice because then I can tell you, oops, you did it. I did it again. So,
well, that would just be toxic.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Let's have a great day. We'll talk to you next week. See what I did there.
See what he did there.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, very good. Short break. We'll come back. Our great friends at American Door, American Door Masters. I hope you don't have to call them. I hope you don't have to have any kind of issues with your doors. I hope you don't have garage doors. And I hope you're not stuck. Hope your residential a commercial part of this is you're not having a whole fleet ready to rock and roll, and yet you're sitting back there with the doors all jammed up and the levelers and edge of dock levelers all messed up. You got to have this. You got it done right. for upfront pricing, fast, reliable service, emergency service, 24 hours of helping repair and getting you the best garage doors out there. Think about American Doormasters. 990-3075, 990-3075. The Ryder Cup begins Friday morning. Andrew Oliphant previews the force right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Sam's on fire this morning.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? They gave me access to my Spotify. we're gonna have fun the rest of the year.
I love it, man. I love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, speaking of having fun, Blue Ridge Heating and Air is going to come in and take care of your heating and air conditioning units. If you need a new one, the Armstrong unit, they do that. They've got great rebates. They've got great instant coupon for you. They've got some awesome looking stuff now as far as the end of the year. Tax credits that go away at the end of the year. So take care of all that with them and ask about the Armstrong stuff. It's a free deal. They come in and look at your unit and see, you know, where you are with yours. I've got a friend of mine that's going to have a new one here soon, and he's called these good folks. The tune-up right now, making sure it runs correctly and runs right, $89, saving a $100, over $100 from doing that. So make sure you're ready for the fall. Get that tune-up done. Go to Blue Ridge Heating and Air. It's Blue Ridge Heating Air. .com. To our guest lines, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi, joins us. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, T. McKee.
A little pep in my step this morning. I've been watching all of the pre-coverage, all of the online stuff. These two sides have done an unbelievable job of the social media aspects of these two teams. And I will tell you, buddy, I am rip, roaring, and ready to go. You feel the same way? You got a little extra pep in your step with the Ryder Cup coming up in a couple of days?
It's going to be an exciting one, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I'm with you. I've been watching the certain inspirational videos that each captain and the team talks that have been already, that we've had privileges too. So it's going to be close, that's for sure. You've got 12 great players. It's going to be a tough one to call and see what the outcome is going to be.
Had someone say yesterday, one of the golf pundits and writers say, I see a 14-14 tie coming on, which the year will retain the cup in a 14-14 tie. We've seen ties in the past, so it wouldn't surprise me at all. Course setup-wise, the U.S., the home team, chooses a course setup. Are you surprised that we have such little rough? You normally go to Bethpage Black, it's during a major championship, which we see PGA or U.S. Open, we see deep rough. Are you surprised we don't have very much rough this week on Long Island?
Well, they've got it set up for match play. They've got it set up for excitement. They've got it set up for, obviously, try to favor some of the stats and data. They've done their research on where the American players want to hit the golf ball and who's going to drive which hole and so on. So we're used to seeing Bethpage and the famous sign on the first tee that the course is, you know, reserved for the best players, or beware, that kind of thing of what's ahead of you. And, you know, U.S. Open style of golf course typically is long rough and bringing that all the way to the edges of the green too. And I'm interested to see what the course is going to look like and how it's going to play out. But when you've got that, you know, four ball, better ball style of golf, where, you know, I think we're going to see par fours driven, or certainly getting up close to the greens on many of the holes. You know, and if you've got that luxury of your guy saying, well, hey, I'm in the fairway and I can make a birdie or a par from the fairway, why not have a rip at it? And that's going to add to that excitement for us as viewers to be able to watch guys, you know, drive the green.
The rain expected in the forecast for today, tomorrow. I'll get a full weather report here coming up in a second. But What does it's already a very long golf course. Will they adjust that depending on the rain? Obviously, the greens are what I heard. Greens are fairly soft right now. Will get softer as a result of maybe more rain. What effect does rain have on the players?
Yeah, they'll adjust it. If there's a, you know, again, going back to a drivable par four that we as fans, and we want to see that, you know, and I remember the Belfry, you know, their 10th hole, Seve famously would knock it on there.
Yeah.
You know, and they had the British Masters there a few weeks ago, and guys were hitting it on there. I mean, the driver green, and it's a daunting tee shot. You know, and all of a sudden, if you get wet conditions where it's just a, for those guys, just a 5-iron down the fairway and a wedge onto the green and get out of there, you know, the wedge it close, make it birdie. But that's not exciting, is it? You know, so we want to see, you know, them rip at it and weather conditions, whether they push the tees forward, you know, softer balls going to stop. It may help. Again, Keegan Bradley will be looking at it going, we'll put the tees here, there, which is going to support and help his team. And playing in a rain suit, that's never any fun. You know, the caddies have to play an extra role of keeping everything dry. You know, if they're wearing a rain jacket, as good as they are these days, that it's still not ideal to be able to, you know, swing and have a rip at it. We want to see them in a shirt and a vest, you know, not kind of bundled up. So hopefully it won't be too bad.
Well, good news is it's going to rain tomorrow. We see that. It's not going to rain. It's going to rain overnight tonight. And then it's going to rain tomorrow, 80% chance of rain tomorrow. But for the competition itself, cloudy, mostly cloudy throughout the entire competition. But temperatures in the high 70s or low 80s, and only a 25% chance of rain right now, I'm looking. So during the competition itself, we'll be good there, hopefully. Let me ask you about foursomes. We know four ball, we play that here in the States. We know the individual stuff, we play that here in the States. But we've got guys that play different golf balls. Foursomes is alternate shot. With that said, how hard would it be if you wanted to pair, let's say, a Rory McIlroy, a TaylorMade TP5 guy, with a TP5X like Tommy Fleetwood? Or even the bigger question is, a Victor Hovland, a Pro V1 guy, with John Rahm, a Callaway ball. So it's not even the same manufacturer. It's a whole different ball. How difficult is that to play a different golf ball in your mind?
Very difficult, and that can sometimes determine the pairings. You know, I mean, just going there, you know, it's been well publicized that someone like Rory has gone back to a more spinning golf ball, and that's what gave him success at the start of the season and into the Masters. But he was then forced to hit the softer shots rather than having to rip at it because he was, you know, ripping it in there and spinning the ball off the green. So, you know, he adjusted his game around the golf ball, and now all of a sudden, especially in that cauldron of pressure to go, well, hey, I've got a 9-iron to the last green and I've got a golf ball that I'm not certain how it's going to react, it's everything. And that will determine some of the pairings. You know, it could be like, hey, he's my best buddy, and, you know, we gel together really well. But if the golf ball's a big part of not making that work, then it gets benched, it gets sidelined for sure. I mean, the players have ultimately got to say, no, I can handle this and I'll make the adjustment. But it's tough. You know, that's a huge factor when out there.
Good news for Europe in this is now Rory does not play the same balls anymore, and Fleetwood does not. But Justin Rose, Hatton, Oberg, and Fitzgerald play the Pro V1X. Hovland plays the Pro V1, as does McIntyre. So you can team those two up together if that's important to him. Rahm and Hoglund play the Chrome Tour X, and Lowry and Straka play the same Strixon ball. Now, on the other side, the United States, so in other words, that's five different golf balls. But you do have guys that play the same ball except for Rory and Fleetwood. No one plays their two balls. With that said, United States, there's eight different balls being used. Scheffler and English play the Pro V1. Henley, Cantlay, and Thomas play the Pro V1X. DeChambeau and Cameron Young play the double dot Pro V1. Scheffler plays the Chrome Tour. Sam Byrne plays a Chrome Tour X. Spahn plays a Srixon ball. Morikawa plays the TP5 Max Fly. I mean, a TaylorMade. And Ben Griffin plays a Max Fly. So you get 8 different balls among 12 guys. That's going to be interesting to see. Does one side in preparation with all the other stuff going on around it, you've watched what the two captains have done. Either side done a better job, or is it just too early to tell? Is that a factor at all in the things off the golf course, or will it just come down to what happens on the course?
Yeah, I mean, I said that the guys have been there almost a week and a half in that area, so it seems like a big build-up for the European team, and I just hope that that's not too much, almost like you're in the waiting lounge for something to happen. So that'll be the only downside. I think that, you know, both captains have allowed or made or forced or requested that their players play tournament pressure golf. You know, we had Scheffler playing in the last few weeks, whereas previous Ryder Cup, where it was noted that the U.S. side didn't have that. You know, they almost took 5 weeks off before hitting the golf ball in competition. So we're gonna see the guys ready. I think they've done a good job. But say for me, it's just a build up now. You know, it's like you said at the start of the segment that, you know, you're excited, ready to go. There's a pep in the step. Let's get this thing going. We're a few days away, but the build up has been almost for a few weeks.
All right. With that said, another of the factors will be the crowd. It's a New York crowd. It's a pro U.S. crowd. One of the questions that I keep hearing asked a lot, and something I hope we're wrong about, will it cross the line this week? Will the fan interaction, will it go past the line? And what is the line?
Yeah, what is the line, right? No, we'll just give everyone a shock collar and they can just poke them on out of there.
There you go.
So you get past the line, you just give them a shock. But hopefully it will be under control. I think where the European side's done a good job is that they're taking time out to sign autographs, to kind of talk with the fans that are on property during practice rounds. So they're doing everything they can to sort of win over a little bit of warmth, if you will, before the start of the tournament. But hopefully it won't get too crazy. I saw beer prices were about $15 for a beer, but what's that going to stop you? You're going to spend more, right? You know, so hopefully they can control the alcohol consumption and, you know, the fans are well behaved.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I just saw that the other day. I don't drink a lot anymore. I don't really drink anything, but the idea I'm going to pay $19 for a beer? Oh, no. I don't like it that much. I don't know if I pay $19 for any drink. Maybe a lobster tail or something, or maybe a filet mignon or something, but some scallops maybe. But you're talking a Michelob Ultra for $15? Come on, man. Come on.
A little pricey, right? They'll just spend more, Mickey. It won't stop them drinking more. You spend more. That's all it does.
Nah, it stops me from drinking any of it. I'll let you finish up with this. Who takes on the Ryder Cup on Sunday?
Ooh. Well, my heart's always going to say Europe, right? But too close to call. Really is. I mean, you said that the 14-14 tie and Europe retain. That's pretty fair. But just the players are so good on both sides. And, just too close to call. I'd like to see Europe just continue with driving forward. But it's a close one.
I agree. Totally agree. How can folks reach you to get some good help with their golf game?
Andrew@katichi.com.
Love for people to do that. Love to watch Ryder Cup. Let's review High Drama on Long Island when we visit next Wednesday.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
I do as well. Andy O, Andrew Oliphant, Andrew@katichi.com. Should be a great event this weekend. We'll take our next break. We'll finish things up. Final segment of a Wednesday show right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate?
Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. Get our crispy chicken, buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings faster than you can say touchdown. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan, the guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loan that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talkin' to Stayin' Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
From tailgate to touchdown, South State is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced.
It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a summer.
Our textures are amazing. Thank you so much. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know what I'm talking about. 1722. I see you.
I love our text line every day.
I love it. Keeps me entertained, at least. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. 50th anniversary. Sam, the first time I remember, the thing I can remember more than anything else is I had a number 32 Kenny Danforth jersey in 1983, I think, 83, 84, that I wore to school about 700 times. And I got it from Tiger Sports Shop. And love Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. That's from 84. What year were you born?
2002.
Well, now I'm talking about 18 years before you were born, I was buying stuff at Tiger Sports Shop.
That's a whole adult.
Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. We love Tiger Sports. This is an amazing company. Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue, even on an open date, they love to see if you come into town for anything else, all the other things going on around. Get in touch with them or online and get ready because there's some cool temperatures coming. You got to have your hoodies and you got to have all those great collection stuff. Do it at Tiger Sports at tigersports.com. 654 Roar. Ron's been hanging on longest. Ron, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, doing great. Enjoying the conversations that y'all having today. I'm a golfer at heart, but I mean, I had a couple of questions for you regarding soccer, if I can get you. I know you said you're a soccer fan. Do you follow Charlotte Football Club, or who do you pull for?
I'm a one man, and my wife is glad of this. I'm a one man woman. I mean, a one woman man. I'm a one team guy. I only pull for Manchester United. I don't watch any other side. I don't watch the World Cup. I watch Manchester United. But is Charlotte doing okay? Are they? Do we know anything about what Charlotte?
They lost last week, and that's what I was going to ask you. But I hear a lot about Manchester United. Terrible. What are we looking at as we go into the playoffs? And I'm learning when it. And on the flip side of that, when it comes to Clemson soccer, how are they doing this year, and what are we looking at from them, men and women?
All right, the men got off to an unbelievable start, and they got as high as second in the country. They've had a few little setbacks in there. But they, you know, they play in the most difficult league in the country. So currently they're 4-2-2. They're ranked about 12th, maybe. They play top ranked Wake Forest tomorrow on Friday night, I should say. That's Wednesday. Yeah, two nights from now up in Wake Forest. But it is, and then it's an ACC season, and you've got you know, Pittsburgh is highly ranked, Wake Forest and NC State and Duke and I mean, that Virginia and all highly ranked teams. But they're doing really well so far. The women have had one of the most difficult schedules I've seen because they play every time you turn up, it's like it's another top team that they're playing. But so far, the women are 3-2-5. They just keep tying everybody. But they played 18th ranked Ohio State and they played 15th ranked Virginia Tech and they beat or tied 12th ranked South Carolina and 15th ranked Georgia they tied and third ranked Stanford they've tied. They just tie everybody. They're like Switzerland. This is all ties and. And no results either way. But they just keep playing ranked teams up and down. And so a good year for both so far.
How does that work out for them in the final scheme of things whenever they look at going into the playoffs? And if they have more ties than they do losses or wins, how would that work out for them?
I think pretty favorably. Again, considering that, now of their five ties, 18th ranked Ohio State, they tied 12th ranked South Carolina. They tied 15th ranked Georgia. They tied 3rd ranked Stanford. And they just tied Cal. So all of them seemingly good programs. And, you know, it's better than a loss, I guess. But I don't know how, you know, what the committee thinks about all that kind of stuff. But and still a lot of soccer to play. But three, I don't know if I've ever seen a. I can promise you this. Clemson, well, I can't promise you. My guess is that Clemson is the best 3-2-5 team in the country. Because I got to think they're the only 3-2-5 team in the country.
Yeah. I hear you. I saw a meme that said that Clemson's men's soccer is 11 straight against Gamecocks.
Oh,
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And if people really need to get out and support these other teams, I wish – I'm in Aiken, South Carolina, so we're close down here by the Masters. I said, I wish I was closer so we could support these young people in their endeavors. And I'm always, go Tigers. I think I'm looking for a good bowl game for our football team. I'd be happy with us turning things around and making a good, maybe the tax, is it the Tax Slayer Bowl?
Yeah, down in Jacksonville. Yeah, maybe that. Maybe we're playing Charlotte. Who knows? But, yeah, but got to make it the bowl game. Got to win six somehow, somewhere.
That's it, brother. Y'all have a good
Thank one. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the phone call. Sam, is it safe to say that Clemson women's soccer is the best 3-2-5 team in the country?
It's a lot of draws.
Three, two.
That's a lot of draws.
And five.
Rather that than a loss, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
If you did a parlay with Britney Spears and Charlotte Football Club being mentioned on the Mickey Plowler show this morning, Vegas would have paid so big odds on that. I mean, dude, you would have been multimillionaire. Mick, what was I going to say? The end of the game situation, can we not hire in football like a Sam Jones who's grown up playing PlayStation and Xbox to manage the clock? I mean, at the end of the half, we against Georgia Tech, we ice our kicker, you know, and try a 50-something yarder. Or not one end of half, before the 50-yard, fourth and two, like no-brainer to go for it. And then end of the half last week, we spiked the ball, which was smart. Then we
dropped the ball.
Go to the sideline like we had a timeout. Then we waste the timeout.
Wasted the timeout.
That was just like comical.
Well, what's weird about that is, first of all, the drop pass hurt them, no doubt about that. But what's weird about that is that I was always amazed during this great run of Clemson football. I was like, man, people don't give Dabo Swinney enough credit. The time management, I mean, look at the national championship stuff. Look at the AC championship stuff. Look at they would always do an unbelievable job with the last four in and the first four out of every half. And, like, I was amazed at the time and clock management. And yet this year, like, everything else, this looked lost. This looked like it's bad decision. Maybe it's execution, but that's not bad clock management. I mean, it's not good clock management right now.
Yeah, and I've always said, like, you know, we pay Woody McCorvey $50,000 a month to do what he does, whatever that is. But can we not pay somebody that's not emotionally invested but is a genius, right? Doesn't even have to be a genius, but just grown up playing games, understands the clock, understands situational football, that just, hey –
But let me ask you this.
We're going to listen to this guy.
But, I mean, you disagree? Like, forever, Dabo, there's times I'm like, I'm screaming, take the timeout, and he doesn't. But it works out because he didn't use the timeout, and then he saved it, and then he used it at the end. I mean, the national championship game, we talk about that all the time, the last play, the way they do the clock. For 15 years, I think he's been awesome at the end of half and ends of games. But, like, everything else in this 2025 season, it hadn't been good. So, like, did he just forget clock management? Did he just all of a sudden wake up brain dead?
It's comical bad now.
Somebody asked me this the other day. Somebody asked me this the other day. He said, I watched a bunch of Penn State football last year, and Tom Allen was ultra impressive in affecting the quarterback and shutting down the run. And the guy asked me, he goes, and this is a football coach, by the way, he goes, do you think that Tom Allen, when he got on the plane to come down here from Pennsylvania, just like went brain dead? Like he didn't know how to coach defense anymore? So it all goes back to maybe Clemson's just not as good as we thought in a lot of areas.
Yeah, the defense. And, Mick, facts on sports, the dude after you, Sam's boy, he's still claiming that this is a national championship roster. I mean, that's a joke, right?
No, this roster is not what we thought it was.
Not a national championship roster, so please correct your boy. I'll get your thoughts and a blessing.
Thank you. I hadn't heard him say that. On paper,
it was supposed to be.
Maybe that's the
qualifier we have to use.
Yeah,
should have been.
Yeah,
could have been. Would have been. Yeah. And it's not.
Yeah. Texture says this is from 12-13 during the historic run. It was the best 2 minutes I've ever seen. Not sure what happened. Yeah, this staff was unbelievable at what Dabo. He could stretch a game when he needed to stretch it. And he could shorten it when he needed to shorten it. I thought it was amazing how good he was.
I've had a lot of questions this year about game management. That and also fourth down.
But from nowhere, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched this team from 2012 to 2023 or four. We're like,
yep.
And it's like, man, that guy, he manages the game. And now we're like, what happened?
I've had some questions the last couple of years about fourth down decision making, but that's one thing. The clock is new.
Let me leave you with this before I get the landman over here. And this is my Brad Hughes going the extra mile. Brad Hughes at allset.com, bradhughesinsurance.com. Someone asked about Brad Hughes' number or email address a while ago, and I typed in the wrong email address. It's bradhughes@allstate.com. I was talking to a former Clemson coach the other day, and I said, man, I'm watching like all kinds of like really bad, noticeable mistakes. Sam, you know what he said? He goes, we had that in 16 and 18 as well. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, Deshaun and Trevor just covered us up so often. He goes, you could take a cut up of 16 and 18, and you can see some awful plays by players, but Deshaun and Trevor covered it up for us.
It certainly helps.
And that's what, I mean, that's what Mateer was doing. Landman, check it in with a two-minute drill. How's things going
up? Yeah, how we doing?
Good, buddy. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Doing pretty good. Got all A's so far, even though, you know, still way early into the year. I don't know if that's really a flex or anything. But, hey, we're still rocking out. Wingate football's undefeated, so I do get to watch some good football, you know, on the weekend.
Still, and you're to play-by-play in it still?
Yeah. Nice. Quarterback, I won't say, but he has yet to commit a certain thing. I'm not going to jinx
it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Four games of the year, yet to commit one. So, hey. That's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. And good wins for you, good start for you. Everything. Girlfriend, she good?
Yeah, the 1 year anniversary today, in fact.
Oh, how cute. That's pretty really, cool. Really cute.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
I saw the midnight Instagram post. He did a good job. He did his job.
At midnight?
Yeah.
At midnight.
Committed.
Good for you, buddy.
Dedication right there.
You coming down to see us anytime soon?
I am coming down for the SMU game. Whenever that, I think that's October 18th. I think that's the next time I'm available to do so.
All right, well, come down and let us know, man. I got to get top of the hour now, but always good to hear from you. Keep me up to date. I love the text chain stuff. And Manchester United won last weekend, by the way. But good luck. Happy anniversary. Many more to you guys.
Oh yeah, thank you. Hopefully, yes.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. That's the land, man. No 2 minute drill today, but that was Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com. Get in touch with them. All your real estate needs in Clemson, EricNewton.com. They can certainly help you out for sure. Sam, great job. You're moving to tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's do it for sure. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see it right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.